Kevin Stefanski joins us, the Vikings tight ends coach. Kevin has been here since 2006.
Long time.
Yeah. It is. You've seen a lot of things. You've made a lot of trips to the playoffs, yes. Seen a lot of things in your Vikings career. You've done a lot of different roles here with the team.
Correct. Yeah. 10 years in. This will be my 10th season. And it's been a blast, and we're really working hard this year, and it's been fun to be a part of it.
You're coaching the tight ends. You have a talented group this season. What are you looking to see from them at this stage as you're getting ready for training camp? Where are you at with the tight end?
Yeah, it is a talented group, and it's a young group, which is fun for a coach. It's a young group that's willing to work, and so far they're really putting in the work out here on the field in the classroom, which is a big part of it, especially for young players.
He'll dump it to the right man, wide open, caught, touchdown Vikings! It's Kyle Rudolph!
The guy in your group whom everyone knows, Vikings fans love him, Kyle Rudolph. Mm-hmm. A guy who's super talented, Pro Bowl MVP in 2012, the year the Vikings went to the playoffs, but has dealt with some injuries the last two seasons. Where's Kyle at right now? What do you expect from him in training camp and in 2015?
Yeah, Kyle's in a great place right now physically. He's really moving around well. It's fun to see. It's no fun getting injured for anybody at any level, and he's pushing through it. He's done all the things that have been asked of him, and we're excited for what he can bring because he does bring that element that you alluded to. He's a big physical player, and right now he looks really good, and we're excited about what he's going to bring to the table.
Kyle was a pretty good basketball player in his day. Do you see some of those basketball skills, the boxing out, that you put a defender on your back and go up and get the ball for him?
No doubt, and you do. And everybody knows about Gonzalez and Antonio Gates, and Kyle's in that same mode. And there is something to the spatial awareness of having it, like you mentioned, a defender on your back and extending for the ball in the post or going up for a rebound and having bodies all around you. So there's certainly an element of basketball that translates it. And you do see it every year. There's guys that are trying to make that transition.
Let's go to Red Ellison, a very different player than Kyle Rudolph, but has every bit the value to a football team as Kyle Rudolph does. Red Ellison, what do you think of him?
Red's thing is his versatility, and everybody talks about the dirty work, and that's totally true. He's willing to get down and dirty on the field, and he plays whatever role is asked of him.
Play action, rolls out to the right, dump right, caught Red Ellison, inside the five, to the end zone, touchdown!
It helps you tremendously because you're putting a game plan together, and you need that piece that can kind of fit into this hole and then go fit into this hole. It makes your job easier, no doubt.
Looks left, pumps for Chase Ford, touchdown! Chase Ford's first National Football League touchdown puts the Vikings on the board.
How about Chase Ford? What's his role on the team? What can we expect from him?
Yeah, Chase, as everyone saw last year, he stepped in and did a great job, and we had some injuries, and really proud of him. And Chase is a very talented pass catcher. As we saw last year, he kind of showed up in those games, made some big catches for us. So he's still a young player, so we're just trying to continue to develop his skill set.
We watched Brandon Bostic play against us for a few seasons. Now he's in our colors. Is he a pass catcher? Is he a guy you bring in a heavy formation? Is he a little bit of both?
He's a good athlete. Brandon, coming out of Newberry, I believe, ran in the 4.5. So he's a real fast player that can make a difference in the pass game and then has the versatility where we can move him around in the run game doing some certain things. But he's out here working really hard and makes my job fun. I got a lot of guys that are in this mix that are really performing at a high level.
Draft pick Mycole Pruitt. Before we drafted him, when you were evaluating him, you wrote up your report. What did you think of him?
Well, the thing that you start with Mycole is he caught 221 balls in college, which is an absurd number. So he was very productive. So watching tape wasn't hard to see what he can do. Now it's all about developing him. What's been very exciting with Mycole is he's a very intelligent player, person. So it's been exciting to see what he can do, and that's with all of our guys, quite honestly. We got five guys and five guys that are versatile, and it's our job to put them in position to make some plays.
Training camp is just around the corner. Do you look forward to training camp every year?
Of course. Can't wait to get down 169, hang out at Mankato, hit stadium pizza up, but we got a lot of work to do. So the guys, as much as you sometimes, as a player, probably dread that drive, once you get there, time to put the hard hat on, get to work, and really, we know that we're not just showing up just to show up. We're showing up to work and then ultimately get better.
All right, enjoy this little break, spend some time with your family, and good luck at training camp.
Appreciate it, Wobby. Thanks for having me.